Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pel Yoitz, a new topic, in Shir 268, and that is Guf. We're discussing the body. The Pel Yoitz tells us we have to understand, what is the body here for? What is your body here for? And there are two different sections, as we'll get to, the first level, and then the higher Madrega. Let's start with the basics. The basics is everyone has to take care of their body. Everyone has to take care of their body physically so that we can serve Hashem and do mitzvahs. If a person is not healthy, he can't do mitzvahs. As simple as that. At the same time, the focus is not what the body is, but what's inside the body. The focus is the neshama inside the body. And that's what the Pel Yoitz is telling us here. A person should not pay any attention to his physical comforts in the face of bringing out Kovod Shemayim. I want to tell you a maisa. I want to tell you a story. I had this chus around 20 years ago of learning with a yid who was in Siberia. It was freezing weather, and he rolled up his sleeve of his left arm to put on tefillin in this freezing weather in Siberia. He was in Siberia with Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. They were chaverim. This is an example. V'lo yachus al gufoy. Don't be concerned about your physical comforts. B'mokum kovod shemayim. In the place of kovod shemayim. Rak yishmur es gufoy. Just guard and protect and take care of your body. Shia bari v'chozok. L'avoid avoidos oy avoidos evid. To serve Hashem as an evid serves his master. Then the Pel Yoitz turns his attention to the fact that we all know the inevitable is going to happen. No one lives forever. We're not Chanoich in the Parsha that he turned into a Malach. We're not Yishai and the others, the great Tzaddikim. And the same way a person will not live forever, the Pel Yoitz tells us we have to prepare ourselves now here in this world with the realization of schar and oynish al chaskamo vekama shetzorich lochush al oynish hanefesh li'olam haba. We have to remind ourselves that there is something called punishment. This is real. When a person does aveiros, shumar me'oid mimavis, which is much more bitter than physical death. And of course, it's something we can't comprehend. And he says there's really no reason to fear death. Of course, it's a madrega. It's a high level. Why not? He says because we're here in this world to do mitzvahs. And when we get to the next world, we'll be ba'artze zachayim. Im hoya yoideish yishalech lefnei Hashem ba'artze zachayim. A person knows that he's going to be walking with Hashem in Olam Haba. What's to be concerned about? Rak komash yesh lochosh hu lefi shal yedei hischabrus hanefesh. What should we be concerned about? We should be concerned about that when the nefesh is with the guf in Olam Hazeh, yuchal liskois le'oirechaim lemaila, that when a person is alive here in this world, he has the ability to follow in the ways of Hashem, to do Torah, learn Torah, and do mitzvahs, and acquire Olam Haba. Practically speaking, says the Pel Yoitz, a person should give whatever he can for the benefit of his neshama. That's the focus. The guf is the container. Just like I have a pencil in front of me, a lead pencil, The outside container is to hold the lead. And that's what it is. We're a shell. You have to make sure you take care of the guf. On the other hand, the focus is the neshama. That's what the guy be tztaka, giving tztaka. That's the guy be doing mitzvahs. Always the focus is the neshama. That's part one. Part two is a very, very high madrega. Amnam. Ha'isha asher chanun Hashem das liyos oyev es Hashem be'emes kasha yoyos. A person who loves Hashem, he has understanding to love Hashem of the highest madrega. This person will be ma'ase nefesh for kedushas Hashem. He'll give himself up for kedushas Hashem. Now he says something very interesting here. Something I never thought about. He says, to the point, the person will give himself up, his life up, for Kedushas Hashem. Ad she'im ha'yonichnas tachas ha'evshir, sho'oyvedes Hashem yerish genim. To the point, the person has so much love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much ava to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that if it would be possible for him to serve Hashem and he would inherit Gehenim, not Gan Eden, Gehenim, this person has such an avos Hashem, he would do so. Yes, it sounds very backwards. V'oiver averos, yerish Gan Eden, and one who would do averos, he would get Gan Eden. This person would be ma'ase nefesh to still serve Hashem and get Gehenim. That sounds backwards, because he said it in the backwards way. And he wants to emphasize, the purpose is not the reward. The purpose is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the person's neshama would be nisrefes, and if the person's neshama would be burnt, if his guf would be burnt, to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach hi choyvoseinu v'kach no v'yolonu. This is our obligation. And this is the proper way. It's a very high madrega. I want to share with you another maisa. I can get into to elaborate it too much. The famous story with the Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, the generation of the Vilna Goyin. We just focus on the end of the maisa, where he was captured and he was going to be burnt alive, burnt at the stake. And the Vilna Goyin sent him a message and said, I can save you. I can save you. And he chose to bring Kiddush Hashem, the Mekadoshim Shemayim. This is the madrega of what the Peleitz is talking about over here. V'shitia nishmosoi nisrefes v'nases eifer, v'shilasoi snachas ruach le'yotzoi. Kachi choyvaseinu v'kachno v'yolonu. This is our obligation. We have to understand the madregas over here. Step number one to review. We have to take care of our body so we can physically do mitzvahs. That's number one. But the focus is not the guf. The focus is the neshama. In every single way possible. A high madrega that he's telling us over here is avas Hashem to such a degree that if a person would be doing mitzvahs and he would get Gehenna for doing mitzvahs, but that's the Ratzon Hashem, he would do the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem Elokim, Yazer Lanu, Hashem should help us bring Kovet Shemayim to his name.